Sounding good here for the 8 watts. I looked. You're up on QRZ.com, and I do see a picture there. I wonder if that's your rig. A vacuum tube transmitter, looks like. Transmitter one and PL5. I'm not familiar with the tubes, tube nomenclature that you have. PL519s. They look like little 7-pin or 9-pin miniature tubes here. Here they're probably... probably some U.S. equivalent to that. Anyway, it's sounding good. I'm not going to hold it here too long. We'll see what propagation brings us. At today, I have my day off from work, and usually the propagation on 10 meters seems to peak around this time. Anyway, Hank, let me turn it back to you. Hope you're copying okay, and hopefully the QSB isn't too bad. PE1MPH from K1KW. Or hearing the recording, I should say, under these good band conditions. Yeah, I do operate 160 myself, and very little 80 meters, 75 sometimes. Not too often there. I usually try to take advantage of the highest MUF frequency, and today that looks like it's certainly 10 meters here. So with that, we'll say 7-3. Thank you for the call. I didn't even have to call CQ. He came right back to me there. That's pretty good. Anyway, thanks again for the contact, and say 7-3. Hope to run into you again here, because I did know we have spoken at least one time before here on 10 meter AM. Maybe we'll see you on one of the other bands. 7-3 there, Hank. Thanks again. PE1MPH. K1KW near Boston saying 7-3.